Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with Jason Martell has been one of the leading researchers and lecturers specializing in ancient civilization technologies. Mr. Martell's research has been featured worldwide on numerous television and radio shows, such as the History Channel, Ancient Aliens, Discovery Channel, Sci-Fi Channel, the BBC, and of course, a regular guest here on Coast to Coast. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing great, George. Thanks for having me back on.
Looking forward to this, and I'm going to see you at Contact in the Desert this weekend.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to that as well.
What's new with you?
Well, still trying to unravel some of those mysteries around all this ancient evidence of who were they, where did they come from, and trying to use some new technology to, you know, unlock some of these answers, artificial intelligence, some of the latest things that we can do, you know, collating data. So I guess what I'm up to these days, George, is, you know, still just battling the, you know, the mainstream views of our data and some of the top, you know, some of these topics that are getting light now, like UAPs and such. It's an ongoing topic that we got to continue to stay on top of.
How did you get involved in ancient alien work?
You know, when I was in college in San Diego, I'm sure you will remember this as soon as I explain it, but, you know, someone had just mentioned that there were structures on Mars when I was in college, and I was very interested and found out that the company that puts all the cameras on the landers and orbiters was also located in San Diego, called Malin Space Science Systems. And so through several conversations with Dr. Mike Malin, asking him about Cydonia, the face, the pyramids, him always telling me, no, these are all natural, wind and weather, no aliens, no people made these. I quickly just became more interested in realizing, well, wait a minute, this is on Mars. We have stuff all over our own planet that we still don't understand who really built them or where the origins came from. So, you know, that's what sparked it, George, is this, it's never going to end looking quest for, you know, these answers.
It's crazy times. And you have done some work researching some of the godlike cultures, but you say they're all related to water. What does that mean?
You know, one of the interesting things that I've noticed about many of the ancient cultures, and the show Ancient Aliens did a good job too, doing some of the research and finding these connections. But there's some really interesting connections when we realize that a lot of the ancient cultures speak of their gods having some type of connection with water, either like depicting them as beings that are fish-like in some way or came out of the water. And you hear words that are very much descriptive in nature that seem to be related. So you hear something like the Dogon tribe, which they were very interested in, the Dog Star, or the whole idea of Sirius A and B. But then you have all these other cultures like the Mesopotamian Dagu or the Japanese Dogon, Dagu, and then we have the African Dogon. So there's many different cultures that seem to be referencing either Dagu, Dogon, Dog Star, or even the word dragon. All of these seem to have some type of a relation to maybe not always a fish, but a lot of these gods either are depicted as having a relation with water or with this word Dog Star, Dogon, Dagu. So it starts to point towards Sirius A and B and starting to raise questions around, is there a location? Can we pinpoint where these ancient gods actually came from?
Well, I got to tell you, Jason, something happened on this planet a long time ago, don't you think?
Well, you know, that's the drum we've been beating for so long, right, George? Is, you know, even recently, you know, my book, Knowledge Apocalypse, which it kind of touches on this, but, you know, recently there was an 8-hour special on Netflix called Ancient Apocalypse by Graham Hancock. And there, too, you know, he uncovers some of the more recent research around, you know, there's this evidence all around the globe, you know, even across the Americas, of ancient sites that show some type of evidence that ancient technology was being widely used by ancient cultures in ways that we're still trying to unlock. They used astronomy markers in the sky over time and used archaeology and land to make these alignments happen that are trying to tell us something. And we're still trying to unlock the meaning of all of these signs that have been left for us.
Well, it's incredible. By the way, back in 2012, when we all talked about the Mayan calendar end date, nobody really knew what would happen. A lot of people predicted the Mayans were talking about the end of the world. Many people said, no, they're not. They're just talking about a new type of evolution. What was your take on all of that?
Right, so that's connected to the research here, is that all of these ancient sites are showing us that they tracked the stars over long periods of time. And so the Mayans, I think, were a way to teach the general public about what we're doing in a micro way. When people heard about 2012 and the Mayan calendar, they instantly said, excuse me, oh, it's the end of time. Oh, my God, what's going to happen? You know, is the world going to end? And what we do is to teach, you know, the general public that, no, the Mayans actually had a much deeper understanding of time and had systems of time. And basically in 2012, it was just the ending of one of their time slots on a calendar. You know, time is cyclical. So understanding that we were just moving out of the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius is something that it's very hard for, you know, most people to understand that over 30 ancient cultures were using the heavens, kind of like a large celestial clock. They divided the heavens into 12 parts, which we now today call the 12 houses of the zodiac. But each of those, basically, every 2,000 years, we're pointing to a different star, a new north star. And so in 2012, we're just shifting once again from one star to another one. But this happens over a long period of time. This is a 24,000-year cycle where we go through these constellations every 2,000 years, having our North Star point to a new one. So this means something, right? So the ancients put this in place as a grand clock for us to understand that we go through these changes, and they're guided by motions in the solar system. So it's a really heavy topic that we've been trying to unlock, looking at precession and other models of how solar system motion, right, might literally affect the rise and fall of civilization here on Earth.
Jason, what kind of technology do you think they had a long time ago?
You know, a lot of the things that we're looking at today in trying to understand UAPs or ufological references of power sources, funny enough, we find those pop up in the ancient texts. When we look at the Sumerians and the depictions of these beings called the Anunnaki, the Sumerian lexicon is littered with use of actual rocket ships. I mean, down to the detail that you see separating capsule modules from the parts, just like we launch something into space and the top part of the capsule detaches.
Well, I got to tell you, Jason, it's amazing work that you do, that's for sure.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Now, let me tell you this. Jason is going to be at Contact in the Desert this weekend. I'll be there, too. As a matter of fact, a couple things are happening at Contact in the Desert, which includes a panel I'm hosting, which will be on Saturday. If you're in the greater Los Angeles area, come on out. Full information on that is at coasttocoastam.com in the highlight reel, that revolving reel that you see. So make sure you're part of that. And then, of course, on Sunday, I'm going to host the radio show here. We're celebrating my birthday there. But Jason Martell will be doing a presentation at Contact in the Desert. And I'm looking forward to that. Jason, you ready for Contact?
I sure am. I am looking for Contact, very much so. And happy birthday early on.
It's coming along, that's for sure. Tell us about Pakala and his sarcophagus.
Yes, King Pakal. That's definitely an interesting one. We have visual evidence of a Mayan king that, first of all, the way his sarcophagus is built is pretty much as if they put it there first and built the whole pyramid around it. It's very architecturally interesting. But the tomb of Pakal, the slab, the outer slab, has this beautiful, intricate design, which, you know, you can Google just King Pakal to see it. It clearly shows him manipulating what looks like the internal workings of a rocket ship. He's got something connected to his nose, possibly for oxygen. He's manipulating with his hands what appear to be levers and switches. He's seated in a vertical position, just like our astronauts are. And most importantly, you see flames coming out of the bottom of this ship. It clearly looks like some type of a conveyance of a rocket ship where he's, you know, headed to the stars.
Headed to the stars, indeed. It's incredible. How do you come up with these things?
Well, you know, it's not me so much, George. It's just we've got such a lexicon of knowledge for the ancient astronaut theory. Eric von Daniken, Zachariah Sitchin, and others like myself and Giorgio and David Hatcher Childress. we've just been sifting through the evidence for so long that there's so many needles in the haystack that we can point to. You know, that's where it kind of gets complicated sometimes is, you know, being able to offload some of this weight into technology like artificial intelligence and other ways so that we can easily access and find ways to make these connections with the data that we have available, because there is a vast amount of evidence that we can sift through.
Jason, have you been following the NASA hearing today on UAPs, which we still call UFOs, of course, and their incredible thing that they said they've been tracking for 27 years, 800 cases, of which 2 to 5% of them are unexplained. What a great story.
It's changing the game for us, isn't it? It's validation, finally. I would like to see a little bit more open-endedness still, but I'll give credit to the fact that we are getting a light at the end of the tunnel that starts to open positive discussions around this without there being snickering and ridicule. Anytime UFOs or things like that are brought up in the past, it's like, well, ha, ha, ha. No, this is a very serious topic. So I'm glad that it's being brought into the proper light.
For an organization such as NASA that has been accused of covering up so many things, why do they appear to be open when it comes to this?
You know, I think it's a shifting landscape. I have been watching this area for a long time, and that companies like NASA and others that do classified research, maybe even reverse engineering technology from, you know, extraterrestrial craft and such, this has always been a very closed topic, only controlled by security clearance, military access. That's changed. For whatever reason, the game is changing, that the general public is now being given access to work in NASA and some of these organizations where you can access this technology directly. Even if you look at the show Ancient Aliens and how it's now partnered and working with the people who ran ATIP, this just never happened before in our field, right? There was two camps. There's the classified research and obfuscation of data, and then there's us saying something's going on, and no one really crossing those boundaries. But now we have boundaries being crossed between the ufology crew and this classified group. But here's my answer, George, is this. You know, ATIP, Blue Book, Condon Report, there's a whole bunch of these task force that have come out over time, and they never take us anywhere. So I don't really look to NASA as a source to say that they're going to come out with, you know, overwhelming new evidence. There's a system in place, a broadly reaching system that touches NASA and all of these companies that come out publicly like ATIP, where they're still under a blanket of security, and we're not getting actual movement in our field from these organizations. There's still an obfuscation of data, but there is like this little light released that maybe that shows us something is happening. Maybe there is some type of a disclosure that's, you know, planned, but it's not going to happen the way we think. It's definitely some other agenda.
What do you think the pilots are seeing, Jason? Something extraterrestrial?
I don't think it's extraterrestrial in the sense that what we're hearing when we hear the word UAP, what we're hearing about is probably advanced other technologies from other countries, swarm drone technology.
Or maybe our own.
Or it could be our own also, where we're running, you know, well, it's definitely our own as well. But I just think that when we talk about UAPs in our airspace, it's a very strong likelihood that other countries have developed technology that we're allowing, for whatever reason, into our airspace. And that's another thing as to why they would even be allowing these things to happen, even just most recently, like these balloons. And
well, yeah, look how long they let that float over the United States.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's crazy times. Is NASA still covering up things about Mars, in your opinion?
Yes, most definitely, George, for a long time. That's what I'm going to present in Contact in the Desert, is the key word for my presentation. It's one big word. It's called obfuscation, right? So ever since they released photos of the moon, even before we landed on the moon, and then, of course, when we landed on the moon, you use all that data set as a beginning to show that obfuscation was always in place, right? So we can we can look back at those images of the 50s and 60s and use machine learning to show you, oh, look, a computer cropped this, or it was smudged, or they replaced it, or they changed the shadowing, right? So that is all, like, on record. I can take you to a court of law and show you, yeah, this has all been manipulated. I don't know why. So now when we move on to Mars and the face and the pyramids, which I've been tracking for 20 years, you know, when we first imaged it in the beginning, it was super clear. It's like, wow, pyramids and face up here. And over time, it's gotten worse. Now, the technology we have to image it has improved. But again, they obfuscate the data. If you ask anyone at NASA or JPL, Mayo and Space Science Systems, well, what about that face and pyramids? They're going to tell you a top-level answer, which has always been the same. There's nothing here. Only now it would be, oh, yeah, we've re-imaged it. And you can see in the high-resolution photos, it's not a face, and there are no pyramids. No, you're just not showing us the full picture. You're obfuscating the data. So it's not an easy task for us, George, right, as the researchers, because we're always being limited by the access we get. And even Graham Hancock in his special, right, he tried to get to these serpent mounds in Ohio, and he gets a formal response going, yeah, we don't like the way you approach our topics. We're just going to deny you research access. Not the right answer, folks.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.